Now, as I said, new car registrations in March were down 16% on the same month last year. Figures for the Society of the Irish Motor Industry show with a marked decline in apparent in the new electric vehicle category. 14,936 vehicles registered in the month, the figures show, with 2,009 of those electric cars. That compares with 3,412 electric cars that were registered in March of 2023, representing a decline of 41%. Now, with me on the line to talk about this in more detail is Brian Cook, who is Director General of SIMI, and we also have Eamon Stack from the Irish Electric Vehicle Owners Association. Brian, to you first on the vehicle and the numbers, what's going on here to your mind? Is the Irish consumer shying away or slowing down in its demand for electric vehicles?
Yeah, well, certainly there has been a softening in demand for electric vehicles. I think there are some supply chain dynamics that meant that the market was probably a bit better in the first quarter of 2023 than it would normally be expected. But so it's clear from the numbers that there is a softening in demand. And I think what we're seeing is typically what we see in new technologies is that there's a gap that's created. You've got the first cohort of buyers, which who are the early adopters, the enthusiasts, the environmentalists, the people that can afford to buy a new car, and now we're moving into the early stages of the mass market, and that's proving more of a challenge to convince those people. And we haven't been helped, but there's a lot of misinformation out there about electric vehicles. So we are in this gap at the moment. We don't know how long this gap is going to last. Electric car sales will start to increase again at some stage in the future, and hopefully that will be sooner rather than later.
Yeah, now this represents the fourth year-on-year decline in the last 7 months. So is it an emergence of a trend, shall we say?
Certainly there is a trend there. There's no doubt we saw it in the last quarter of last year, and so there is a trend there. And as I say, we will turn the corner on this. It's just a question of how quickly we can turn that corner. I think it's important because the future of car transport in Ireland is unquestionably electric vehicles, and the strategic future for the motor industry is electrification. That's where the investment has gone in, so it's important that we turn this corner as quickly as we possibly can. It's important for environmental reasons as well. The train has left the station. It's probably slowed down, but it will speed up again.
Brian, it has. Like last February 2023, the European Parliament voted to approve a new law banning the sale of petrol and diesel cars from 2035. That's about 10 years away. So that's the direction of travel, but it seems like the public kind of isn't with them at the moment in that direction.
Well, look, I think there's no doubt that this reduction in sales is disappointing. However, we've basically gone from zero to 70,000 electric vehicles, fully electric vehicles on Irish roads in a very, very short period of time, and that number is only going to increase. And you know, by the end of 2025, we'll probably have close to 200,000 between electrics and plug-in electric vehicles on the road. So there is a sea change happening, and I think by the end of the decade, we're going to see hundreds and hundreds of thousands of these vehicles on the road. There's no doubt that there is a softening in demand, and there is a blip at the moment, but it's a question of how long is that going to last.
And the overall, finally on that, petrol cars, the leading new car market, first quarter around a third of purchases by engine type, diesel 23%, electric 12.7%, and plug-in hybrids 8%. That's kind of where the market is looking at the moment.
Yeah, and I think we've seen, and in fact, that indicates how quickly things can change, because 7 or 8 years ago, diesel was 70% of the Irish new car market. So we can see, and they're the type of numbers we'd probably be talking for electric vehicles by 2028, 2029, certainly over 50% of the new car market. So it can happen, but it also highlights it. You know, everyone has their own different driving needs. They have their own budgets and all that. So I think, you know, an electric car is not for everybody just yet, but at some stage in the future, everyone will be driving an electric car.
Okay. All right, Brian. Listen, thanks for telling us about that and going through those figures for us. Brian Cook, Director General of the SIMI. Eamon Stack is with me on the line from the Irish Electric Vehicle Owners Association. Eamon, good morning to you. Are you worried by these numbers and what do you think are the reasons for them? Brian mentioned misinformation, but also there is that big elephant in the room when it comes to every conversation someone will have about an electric car. They just don't see visibly around them the public charging points to give them confidence that, yes, this is the way of the future, or if I buy an electric car, then I'll be able to plug in whenever I want, wherever I am. Is that part of it?
Great to talk to you, Jerry. Thanks very much for having me on. Brian Cook, that is fantastic, because he is telling us, you know, this is the direction we're all going in. That's not going to change. However, there is a bleep, definitely a bleep this month. I'd say two factors were the supply thing. There's no small cars on the market yet, except for BYD's. Dolphin has just come out, but Citroën, Volkswagen is designing two small cars. They're not on the market yet, so there's a supply issue, like he says, and it was a bit better last year. The other is the demand side, which you're talking about. You know, has it gone cold? But it is affected by grants, okay? The government halved the grant on the sale of cars, and they withdrew the grant for tolls for electric cars, had free tolls or half-price tolls.
Was that a mistake, Eamon? Did that affect consumer sentiment?
Really disappointing, especially with the Greens in government, you know, disappointing. There were two other things that might be of interest to you, Jerry, as well, is that the biggest drop of a car was the Volkswagen ID4, you know, the Volkswagen electric car, 68% drop in sales in February. And what's going on there? What happened was the government's grant to taxis got delayed by 1 month, and taxis love that car. So some of this thing is, you know, it's just a short-term bleep where a big purchaser of cars, because taxis turn over cars all the time, and that was just delayed. So that's a bleep. The other is this month, the grants for the EV infrastructure along the motorways is coming out. There's, you know, 20-25 million of grants coming out this month, and so, you know, there's a sequencing thing that's needed in order to get things smooth. So when that happens, that will improve the adoption.
Okay, and that's part of it, and that's part of the reason for it. But is there a problem? And look, in terms of the increasing cost of electricity and people feeling that actually, do you know what, this isn't saving me as much as I thought it was going to save me in the long run, as electricity prices go up, but the cost of generating electricity goes up.
But while that's true, there's an element of that, but actually that there is electricity prices in the middle of the night that every person can buy electricity at 4.5 cent EV rate in the middle of the night. So that makes running your car really, really cheap. But what's even more important is if you plug in your car in the middle of the night in Tralee, the power is coming from the Sax Mountains. No, you're using Irish energy to fuel your car instead of, like, the truth be told, we have 100 years of getting used to importing our fuel, mostly from Saudi Arabia, for our houses and for our cars. And we're kind of in that tradition. And yet, you opened this segment of the program with climate change. Like, the stats from Valencia would frighten you. You know, the wettest month in 60 years. And, you know, so people are very conscious of the problems of climate change. And as individuals, what we need to do is we need to change our habits, you know, 100-year-long habits from, you know, powering our cars with Saudi Arabia petrol and instead changing over to powering our cars with Kerry energy.
Arguing it's going to take time for that to change in people's minds. Let me put two points to you here from listeners on this discussion, Eamon. Morning, Jerry. Regards electric vehicles, I was going to buy one until I noticed a drop in value by 50% after 2 years, and the battery cost of €25,000. UK EV sales have nosedived for the above reasons. What about those two issues? The resale value, people are worried about it. The second-hand market, is that more of the teething problems of bringing electric cars online, or what is it?
Yeah, it's the teething problems. Like, the reason that the price of second cars dropped is the price of electric cars dropped. And the leader in car sales in the world is Tesla, and they dropped their prices because they have a huge margin. You know, so if you build electric cars at scale like Tesla does, they're much cheaper to make than petrol cars. And so they can play with the price. And unfortunately, they dropped their price and it had a world impact in terms of the value. But that's short term. In the longer term, it means electric cars will actually be significantly cheaper than,
than petrol cars. It seems counterintuitive at the moment, Damon. See, the price is dropping and yet still the demand is dropping. But you're arguing longer term, it should lead to more people buying.
Oh, absolutely. No. This drop, as Brian Cook was saying, this drop is Europe-wide. It's short-term. And I was reading, looked up a bit on Forbes analysis for next year, and they said the drop is 15% across Europe, but there's going to be a 25% increase next year. That's their prediction. Is saying this is actually long-term. This is just a short-term bleep.
Yeah, Eamon, the infrastructure elephant in the room, or elephant out there in the roads or in our car parks. A listener says, I have an electric car since 2019, and to be honest, the infrastructure in Kerry hasn't changed much since then. We have our own charger at home. We've also a diesel car, and at the moment, if we had to go to Dublin, for example, we take the diesel. The fear of not getting a charger or the wait to charge can be an issue. No public charger in Ballybunion, so how can someone visit there with an electric car?
Well, Jerry, yourself and myself have had influence, because the last time I was on to you, we talked about charging in Tralee and Killarney and Cars Iveen and Kenmare. And lo and behold, eCars has installed extra chargers in all those four places. So it's really important that we shout loud and say we need more chargers in every town in Kerry, because they are being installed. And if you go to Dublin at the minute, I think there's three locations where there's more than eight chargers. That's in Bird Hill, in Barack Obama Plaza, and then up at Junction 14, Monastrevin. And then they're installing eight chargers in Port Leash. And then that grant, as I say, the 25 million grant is out this month, and they'll be installing more. So the short term, I think there's no problem driving to Dublin now because there's so many chargers.
Yeah,
but honest to God, I do it all the time. I'm up and down, and there's no. I don't think it's as much a problem. I appreciate it was a problem, but I find it less, because pretty well every electric car will do 200 kilometers.
Yeah,
and there's definitely.
Yeah, does that stay the same? And like, this is the conversation, and that's why I'm getting into this. This becomes, it's about perception. It's about confidence, consumer confidence, and conversations people have with each other about, are you going to try that? Well, we'll try this, and eventually it reaches a tipping point. One of those conversational points on electric cars is that this range, that somehow the companies have over-promised on range, and also the issue that if you're driving in cold weather, you won't get the same range you're driving in warm weather. Is that a factor? Is that the problem, or part of the problem?
It's a small factor, yes. It's 10% less in the winter. So when it's below 5 degrees, and we had quite a bit of cold weather this winter, so that there's a 10% loss, but not any more than 10%. It's not as big an issue. I think the conversations, like you say, are vital, that actually electric cars do the car job better than petrol cars. They're just much simpler machines. They will be cheaper. They'll be cheaper to run. There's less maintenance. Okay, that's all good news. And electric cars use Kerry energy, not Saudi Arabia energy.
Yeah.
That's a really, really good thing.
There is, Eamon, we talked before, and the comments coming in saying the environmental damage of mining lithium and all of that. In the initial term, the manufacture of an electric car is heavier on the environment, but over the lifetime, it is much better for the environment, because as soon as you get your car for petrol or diesel, you start running petrol and diesel, and that catches up and overtakes the environmental cost by a wide margin, just to nail that one. One point, and a final point on it, you mentioned what you feel was a big mistake of the government reducing grants and reducing the tolls at a time when they're trying to encourage people. The government have a target of 945,000 electric vehicles on Irish roads by 2030. It's 2025 ambition of 195,000 is reliant on fudging numbers, including vehicle types other than battery electric vehicles. But they're nowhere near it, right? One of the issues for people has been the increase in the amount of money you have to pay to charge your car. Now, the ESB are putting up those. If they continue tapering off the supports, or if it becomes more expensive to use a public charger, will that not further drive those conversations saying, it's getting more expensive by the minute to have an electric car? They're pulling things, they're increasing taxes on them. Is that going to be part of the issue of swaying those conversations?
Well, they have certain influence, a small bit of influence. I think the big thing is what you started this, the programme on with is the climate change. Like, it is really serious. I don't know if you saw RTE's programme last night. Philip Boucher-Hayes has this programme, Rising Tides.
Yeah.
And, you know, basically, Tralee is going to get drowned. That's the basic message. And you know, everyone has that in the back of their minds. And I think that's what we need to encourage us, other than these small-term things. You know, the price of public charging is expensive. It should be dynamic, where it should be cheaper when electricity is cheaper, but it's not. It's a flat rate. Although the Tesla chargers in Burt Hill and also the ones in Tralee, they're dynamic pricing, so the price does go down very low at times. So you have to be clever. You have to be smart when you're working with energy now, not just a passive consumer, and use it when it's cheap. And okay. Electric cars are very cheap.
All right, Eamon, listen, we'll leave it there. Thanks for your view on that. That's Eamon Stack there with us on the line from the Electric Vehicles Owner Association of Ireland, Irish Electric Vehicle Owner Association. If you have a view on what Eamon had to say, what Brian Cook had to say on that, your own experience, get in touch with us.